A rare meeting with the man fast becoming a hero across the Arab world for holding Israel to account, Dubai's police chief Dahi Khalfan Tamim. He maintains he's 99% certain Israeli spy agency Mossad sent a hit squad to Dubai to murder Hamas commander Mahmoud al-Mapour, but is yet to produce the so-called smoking gun.
What hard evidence do you have that proves Mossad is responsible and that proves these killers are now back in Israel?
Once there is more than 17 going back to Israel, whom do you think these people? They are Egyptian, for example.
And what is the proof that you have that they did go back to Israel? Do you know the names they traveled under to get to Israel?
The same name. And some of them, they left to the United States. One before the crime, the other after the crime.
Dahi Khalfan says the 27 European and Australian passport holders wanted by Interpol left DNA samples behind, and he wants to compare them to those of the Israeli citizens who claim to be victims of identity theft. He also says the UAE Central Bank is investigating how 24 suspects obtained credit cards from US company Payoneer. Although registered in the US, Payoneer's employees are mostly in Israel, this creating a stir on the internet about possible Mossad connections. One video posted on YouTube shows Payoneer's founder, Yuval Tal, speaking as a former Israeli special operations commando. He denies any connection to the Dubai murder.
Do you plan to get help from the FBI in tracking down the credit cards that were issued by this US company Payoneer that has very strong connections with Israel?
Already we met with the gentlemen here of FBI, and they told us that they will, you know, work with us as a police. They are not talking about anything political matters, so they will give us the right information, as we do for them.
Despite Hamas denials, Dahi Khalfan won't rule out the possibility that one of the founders of its military wing was sold out from within.
Do you believe that someone from within Hamas may have compromised Mahmoud al-Mapour's security?
It's possible. Then how they know that he's going to come to Dubai? Somebody, you know, send the information to the other part.
Despite previous threats to restrict Dubai's open visa system that was exploited by al-Mapour's alleged killers, the police chief now says no changes will be made. Dan Nolan, Al Jazeera, Dubai.